The Jason Gregor Show presents Struds On Pistachios.
They're a good nut. Salted, you suck on them, crack them open, throw it out. Delicious nut.
Fighting.
You know, in fights, even though it looks like there's two people going at it hard and they're kind of banging away at each other.
Ties.
Well, tying ties is an art form, right? I always found that my knot would be too small. Everyone's got a different size, right? That's what makes us unique.
Zoom calls.
Buddy, I know the one. I know the red button that says leave. I could not find it. I kept scrolling through all the pictures. I couldn't get off. And like the worst, okay, I'll just stop there.
It's time for Struds On.
NHL and the Olympics. It's a pretty rare person you meet who thinks that the NHL players going to Olympics is not a good idea. But I can sympathize with NHL owners when you look at the benefits they get. There aren't many. And I remember when we were playing, these are the conversations we'd have with our player reps and our like Bob Goodenow, whomever was in charge about players going to the Olympics. It was that, you know, that the owners don't really get anything out of it. You know, they aren't able to advertise those moments like the golden goal. Not unable to put any kind of highlights on there. Not, you know, the NHL brand is nowhere to be seen there. And they're, you know, they are giving the Cadillacs required, Cadillacs being players in this discussion, to the IOC free of charge for them to use and get, you know, sell a lot of tickets and garner a lot of interest in what, you know, many people feel is maybe one of the highlights of the Winter Olympics when the NHL players are there. So I get it. You know, I can tell you when I was playing, I was all for the players going. I still am. I get it. Like, if they want to go, I think it's great. Go and play. As a guy who, you know, just about made it a few times, the Olympic team, but struck out, I was fine. Like, getting that break mid-season, it was so nice. Like, I'm not going to lie, you're able to go and recover, and you'd have some injuries that maybe need some fixing, or even just getting away for, I think we got 10 days off. And we go away for 10 days, and, you know, we'd still be working out and doing stuff and whatever, eating well. But it was just, you'd come back so fresh, and it felt like the race end of the season was just, you'd blink your eyes and it was done. So I'm a big fan of it. Maybe I'd feel different if I had to go play, but I'm pretty sure I'd want to play in the Olympics. And Connor McDavid, these top guys have said many times they want to play. But now, you know, the NHL, according to Greg Wyshynski, has kind of put a date in the sand as far as when they can, you know, say yay or nay by the end of this month. So that's not very long. You know, on the top end, it's, you know, 3 weeks away from getting a deal done between the various parties, the NHL, the NHLPA, the IOC, all that kind of stuff. You know, and it's great that they're going to pay for the insurance, or they're going to pay for to help maybe some travel, but it's more than that. And it's the risk of injuries. And I know that there's people, you know, they don't think it doesn't happen. But when it does happen, I think of John Tavares, it's really hard. It's completely changes. Like, imagine if the Oilers are having an unreal year, then one of their players goes to the Olympics and gets hurt. You know, it's not the seventh defenseman going to the Olympics. This is your top players. Your top three, four players are going. You know, I think the Oilers could have, you know, probably at least three players go to the Olympics. Maybe four. And I think they've got to be aware of that, that there is risk. There's inherent built into everything you do, but risk. But there is risk in it. And not to mention, again, it's not your best players that are resting. It's your, you know, your everyone else is resting. You know, the old Jason Strudwick of the world sitting up in Mexico having 2-for-1 mojitos with his wife. You know, he's resting and relaxing. And does he really need the rest? Like, a guy playing 12 minutes a night, 15 minutes a night, does he need that rest? Probably not as bad as a guy banging out 25 minutes a night. So I see both sides of it. Like, I see the players' perspective. I see the owners' perspectives, the NHLs, the IOCs. I see it all. Like, I get it all. I don't know what handicap. Is this going to be, you know, are they going to go? I think the players want to go. And when the players want to do something, generally speaking, they're quite motivated to try to help push this through. But no matter what they do, you can't push it through and have them rested. Especially when you're going that far, that's a long way to go, Beijing. I've been there, and the time, it's the opposite time, you know, just like Tokyo was. From Edmonton, I want to say it's 12 hours difference, 12 or 13, something like that. So you're not getting rested flying there and coming back, not to mention the games, the risk of injury. compresses the schedule even more. The NHL schedule becomes even more compressed, so now you're getting more fatigued. But, you know, Connor, I don't think any hockey fan would say, no, don't send them. But there is more to it than just, you know, oh, the greedy owners. Well, the greedy owners, these are their assets. The players are their assets, and to use them as they think best, see fit, which is to win games in their league. The basketball is different. People say, well, how come the NBA players go so easily? It's out of their season, right? It's out of competition.